Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you to share a few minutes of The Good Stuff.
And we want to include KLOE down in Goodland, Kansas, all the listeners down there. We have just gotten started down in Goodland on the radio station KLOE. So welcome, listeners.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 things to do. Maybe it's a trip down the National Scenic Niobrara River, or maybe a trip out to Merritt Reservoir. And this week going on is the Nebraska Star Party. You can check that out at nebraskastarparty.org. That's, of course, because it's an international dark skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. So check it out. Visit valentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not flashy. They don't have that fancy magazine type. No. They focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate that. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace our rancher style. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match is coming up this Saturday. That's August 3rd, 1 p.m. Mountain Time in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Get up there on Interstate 94, jump off on Exit 7, be there early when the gates open at 11 o'clock. For more information about the Champions Ride, go to hotrnd.com. That's the Champions Ride in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota.
And here's an old story, but I'm going to share it because it's a good story. A blonde lady motorist was about 2 hours from San Diego when she was flagged down by a man whose truck had broken down. The man walked up to the car and asked, "Are you going to San Diego?" "Sure," answered the blonde. "Do you want a lift?" "Not for me. I'll be spending the next 3 hours fixing my truck. My problem is I've got two chimpanzees in the back which have to be taken to the San Diego Zoo. They're a bit stressed already, so I don't want to keep them on the road all day long. Could you possibly take them to the zoo for me? I'll give you $100 for your trouble." "Well, I'd be happy to." So the two chimpanzees were ushered into the back seat of the blonde's car and carefully strapped into their seatbelts. Off they went. 5 hours later, the truck driver was driving through the heart of San Diego when suddenly he was horrified. There was a blonde walking down the street and holding hands with the two chimps, much to the amusement of a big crowd. With a screech of brakes, he pulls off the road and ran over to the blonde. "What the heck are you doing here? I gave you $100 to take these chimpanzees to the zoo." "Yes, I know you did," said the blonde, "but we had money left over, so now we're going to SeaWorld."
Leave it to the blondes out there, huh?
They're usually smarter than they look.
That's true.
Always smarter than they look.
Random thoughts for you today. The only reason people get lost in thought is because it's unfamiliar territory.
Oh, ow.
The road to success is always under construction. Little meaning there.
Yeah.
Everyone has a photographic memory. Some just don't have film in the camera. Some cause happiness wherever they go. Others, whenever they go. Oscar Wilde said that, by the way.
Yes.
One more of those from Al McGuire. The only mystery in life is why the kamikaze pilots wore helmets.
Let's poke one more in here, Mike. After graduating from the University of Illinois, George Halas briefly played baseball with the New York Yankees. In 1920, young George moved back to his home state and organized a football team for the Staley Starch Company of Decatur. Within a few years, Halas embarked upon a new adventure, the Chicago Bears. Along the way, he helped found the National Football League. I think you've heard of that, right? Halas once observed, "If you live long enough, lots of nice things happen."
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I learned something that time.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It wasn't meaning to, but it happened.
Well, and you know who Willa Cather is?
She was a famous author from the southern Nebraska, like Red Cloud era.
Yes, that's right. I have a quote from her.
Okay. Well,
actually, a quote that I really like. "Life hurries past, too strong to stop and too sweet to lose."
Oh, there you go. Willa Cather, well-known author. And if you have something you'd like to share with us here on The Good Stuff, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and then one day we might be able to feature it right here on a future edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.